Well, as part of Shakespeare Festival St. Louis's third annual Shakespeare in the Streets, playwright Nancy Bell's Good in Everything will be staged next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening on Central Avenue in downtown Clayton. Please welcome Nancy Bell and Alec Wilde, who's directing the production. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi,
Thank
Steve.
You.
Thanks
Good
for having
here.
Us.
Good to have you here. And you actually were here a few years ago, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. On our first year, and I was really, really nervous.
Right. Why?
I had never been on live radio before, and I remember sitting here, and my heart was just pounding. So
no kidding.
I feel a little better now.
You look very comfortable now.
Thank you.
You both have a history with Shakespeare in the Streets, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We do, yeah. Nancy's been with it all 3 years, and this is my second year directing.
Well, all right. Nancy, your play, Good in Everything, is based or an adaptation of a Shakespeare play,
mm-hmm.
As You Like It.
Right.
But what's really interesting is that you were inspired by the desegregation program in St. Louis. Explain that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really just part of the show. The show is really a love story about two people. And in our version, one of the people is a girl from Clayton High School who lives in Clayton. And one of them is a voluntary transfer student who lives in the city. And so it's a romance between those two. And we use that romance in part to explore what the experience of people who are involved in the voluntary transfer system is.
And how did the voluntary transfer system, you know, appear on your radar?
Well, Clayton is a wonderful place, and it's very demographically homogenous compared to other places in St. Louis. But when you go to Clayton High School, it's like the UN. There are lots of people from lots of different places and lots of different backgrounds, and we thought that was really interesting. It's a wonderful school, as I'm sure you know, one of the best schools in the country. And I was really – didn't know anything about voluntary desegregation, but I was impressed with the willingness and generosity of a school system that wants to include other people in this wonderful thing that they've built.
Yeah, it's close to my heart. My mom went there.
Oh, she did?
Class of 48, so it was way before the...
That's so cool. So she's in the pictures that are in the lobby.
Could be.
Yeah. I think they have pictures of every graduating class.
No kidding, really.
Yeah, and so people can identify their parents and their grandparents.
Well, tell me about directing this show.
It's quite an experience, actually. We we spent about 6 months in the community interviewing people and talking to people. That's what the Shakespeare in the Streets program does. We pick a neighborhood or a city like Clayton, and we go in and talk to people for 6 months. Everybody we can, we find out why they live there, why they came, why they left, what they want. And we gather these stories. We talk to them and write them down, record them. And then Nancy very brilliantly sort of weaves those stories into an adaptation of a Shakespeare play.
So how close is it to As You Like It?
Well, I say it's identical in spirit. and the general plot is the same. Our version is an hour, and Shakespeare's is three.
Yeah.
So it does not include some characters and some plot lines.
Well, As You Like It follows a character, a female character. She's sort of on the run with her cousin from something, from her being in her uncle's court, and they escape into the woods, and then they have adventures and meet all sorts of people. And romance ensues.
Yes, and
exactly.
that does happen in this play. Although in this case, it's her sister rather than her cousin. And it's kind of a theme in Shakespeare that young people go to the woods to figure out the things that they need to figure out. And that's one of these plays, and it's wonderful and romantic and very, very funny.
I think the cast is interesting. Talk about that, because you have at least one high school student in the cast.
Oh, we have several.
Yeah, I think we have seven or eight high school students in the cast.
Several from Clayton High.
Part of the charter of the Shakespeare in the Streets program is that we have half professional and half amateur actors. So half of the people...
Right. That's what you do, is you use the people from that particular neighborhood.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so because we focused so much on Clayton High School when we were doing our interviews and writing the play, we wound up with a lot of kids from Clayton High School and even a teacher from Clayton High School who's in the show.
So what would you like to tell us about the plot in your adaptation?
Well, I don't want to give it away too much, but I do want to say that it's a love story. It's extremely romantic, and just like Shakespeare's play, it really makes a great case for romance and love while at the same time poking fun at humans in love.
Are you taking a stance in any way on the voluntary desegregation program, you know, good, bad, or what? Whatever.
I think if you watch the play, you come away feeling that the voluntary desegregation program is good and valuable and should be preserved. But nobody says that in the play.
Mm-hmm. Alec was talking about, you know, I didn't realize that you did like 6 months of research about this in the neighborhood. Tell me some of the interesting things that happened during that 6 months.
We couldn't begin to tell you all of the great stories that we hear. You know, mostly what we do, though, is look for common themes when we ask people questions. And that's how we decide to pick a play. So we don't even pick the play until we've talked to people for really about 5 or 6 months. When we asked people in Clayton, we always ask, what do you like about your town and what do you hate about your neighborhood? And we asked people what they hated, and everybody said the parking.
you could say that anywhere.
Yes, pretty much. When we asked people what they love, our number one answer was the school system. You know, they were very proud of it. And we found a lot of civic engagement in the school system. That's what brought us to the school. We've interviewed everybody from restaurant owners to high school students to, you know, the people on the street to sell newspapers.
So, and I did spend a lot of time at the high school. That became sort of my favorite place to go and hang out and get stories. And I did spend a lot of time in class there.
Did you know where you were going to go with this when you started?
No, we never know. It's terrifying. It really is. We never know what play we're going to adapt. We don't know what we're going to find. I mean, that's why it's really exciting, too.
Well, why this particular Shakespeare play, As You Like It? How does that work well with this issue in this location?
It's what's known as a pastoral comedy, which means you have a group of people who are in the court, which is a very, you know, upper class controlled place. And for some reason, they leave the court and go into the forest, which is sort of an unknown magical place where they don't know the rules and they meet strange people and they experience love and transformation.
So it's like going to a new school.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Or like falling in love, or like growing up. You know, the process of growing up, of graduating from school and going to college and going off into the unknown place and doing what a lot of St. Louis people do is go off away and always come back to St. Louis and bring back to St. Louis the magic and transformation and the betterment that they found in this other place.
As You Like It, for those people that might not know, these things will sound familiar. All the world's a stage. Mm-hmm. That comes from that, right? And too much of a good thing, that phrase. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It does.
I think so.
Well, you taught me something.
No kidding. Talk a little bit about the experience, because this is a different experience for the audience because of the venue and the way you do it.
It's a blast.
So for those people that haven't experienced it.
The venue is a street. and that's kind of one of the most interesting things about it. The executive director at Shakespeare, when he got here.
Rick Dildine?
Rick Dildine, who, alas, has just left. Yeah. He left maybe 2 weeks ago for a job on the East Coast. But he got here and he saw these streets blocked off and he didn't know why they were blocked off. He would drive down a street and he'd have to turn around and come off. And people told him that it was because of crime, you know, trying to control crime in St. Louis. And he thought, well, what would happen if we shut down a street in the name of community and art? So he started the Shakespeare in the Streets program there are a few main things we have to do. One of them is shut down a street in the neighborhood. The other is to cast people from the community and tell the story of the community. And so when you come to see it, you come to the street, you come to Central Avenue between Maryland and Forsyth, and it's free. There are no tickets. You come, you sit, it's evening, it's lovely. And
well, for anyone that's dealt with city government, was that easy to get the city?
Fortunately, that's not our job. But we do have wonderful people at the festival who have great relationships with city government and know how to do those things. But shutting down a street is not easy.
It's complicated.
Well, you talk about casting local people. Would there be a few cast members you'd like to mention as an example?
Well, we have a mother-daughter team. We mentioned her before. Her name is Kelly Weber. She's the drama teacher at Clayton High School, and her daughter Hannah is also in it. And she's sort of playing herself. I kind of based the character on her, and she's sort of playing herself.
Now, there's a video component.
There is, in this case, a wonderful video guy and a DJ named Raven Fox, who's been in St. Louis for years, is doing some video projection work with us to do some of the special effects of the show. We'll also have be including some photographs of Clayton and the school.
And live music, and I think from the high school?
Yes.
We have a live seven-piece orchestra, a string orchestra.
They're wonderful. They are excellent. You'd be amazed at how good they are.
Now, following each performance, each of the three performances, you're going to have a talk back afterwards. Do you have any idea where you think that's going to go?
Well, I think the only talkback is Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, the second performance. And I believe that the stress of that is a talk on education and educational opportunities, particularly for African-American people in St. Louis, because our play does deal, you know, largely with one particular voluntary transfer student who comes in from North City and attends Clayton High School. And so I think we're sort of using that as a platform to talk about educational opportunities in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Will somebody be leading that in particular?
Yes. But I don't know who.
All right. Well, we'll find out on Friday. How about that?
Yes.
So I know you're encouraging people like to bring a folding chair.
Mm-hmm.
And like
we or a blanket.
Or a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I think we will have some chairs for rent.
Yes.
But I think there's a limited number. It's kind of the same deal as we have in the park.
And, of course, Alec mentioned there is no charge. Mm-hmm. So you just show up mm-hmm. one of those evenings.
Yeah. And, you know, I really can't stress how magical it feels to be on a street that's been shut down and completely transformed into a different space with lights and live music and the wind blowing through the actors' hairs. It's just great.
Uh-huh. So what do you think people go away with? What was your message, I guess, Nancy, when you adapted this play and put in the components that you put in?
It's funny. I was reading back through all three plays, and I've noticed that there are recurring themes that I didn't really intend or were conscious of, but now I can really see them. And this might sound really pie in the sky, but I believe in love. And I believe that the power of love is transformative and that it can be applied to civic projects and civic endeavors. And I think we should not be afraid to talk about love.
A last word, Alec?
I agree. And I think that also one of the themes that runs through all three of these plays is community and how important it can be.
Shakespeare Festival St. Louis presents Shakespeare in the Streets, Nancy Bell's Good in Everything. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m., in downtown Clayton. That's on Central Avenue between Forsyth and Maryland. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. And it looks like a great time. And we want to thank you both for being here, director Alec Wilde and playwright Nancy Bell.
Thanks so
Steve.
Much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And this final note before we go, The Black Rep opens its new season this week with the Tony Award-winning play Pearlie. Check out St. Louis Public Radio reporter Willis Ryder Arnold's feature on the arts and culture section of our website, stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk about the Repertory Theater of St. Louis's season opening production of Richard Bean's One Man, Two Governors. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and a panel of legal experts will take a look at current issues pertaining to the law. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Erica Smith and Aaron Dorr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week.